Welcome to Radio Kitchen. I'm Al Spohler. Now, every now and then, an idea will pop into my head to try something I haven't done before. Now, I know that my local farmer's market has tons of pumpkins right now, so I thought I'd take a crack at making pumpkin pie from scratch. And Chef Jerry Pellegrino, I am proud to say I nailed it the first time out.
Nicely done, Al. That's awesome. I can't believe you've never, in all the years you've been cooking, you've never made a pumpkin pie.
No, I was intimidated by the pumpkins.
Yeah, okay.
How do you do it? And, you know, the first thing, obviously, is you have to pick a good variety for cooking.
Yes.
And I guess technically you could make a pie out of any pumpkin, but the big jack-o'-lanterns don't taste any good.
No, right. And their flesh is very stringy. They're actually good for one thing and one thing only, carving them into jack-o'-lanterns.
That's right. But there are a lot of the edible pumpkins.
Some great varieties out there. It's amazing. You know, with the whole boom of heirloom vegetables, there are some great varieties showing back up at farmers markets. Farmers are growing them. It's interesting. The smaller ones are obviously much better for cooking. And they're actually easier to grow. And you can grow more of them in a pumpkin patch than these big giant pumpkins. So the farmers are actually enjoying their renaissance.
Yeah. Here's a few names that I've come across. Jack B. Little, the Long Island Cheese, the popular Sugar Babies. Everybody's heard of those.
Yeah.
And the one that I ended up buying is called the Rouge Vif d'Etang, better known as the Cinderella.
The Cinderella pumpkin.
It looks exactly like her pumpkin coach.
It is. So, I think it's my favorite baking pumpkin of all. It's not too small. It's not too big. It's easy to maneuver in the kitchen. You don't need a machete to cut it open, per se. And the flesh is truly a very creamy texture.
It is. The way to deal with getting the flesh out is you cut it into quarters, slap some olive oil on it, put it in the oven for about an hour at 400 degrees, and you bring it out and you can scoop the flesh right out. Now, of course, you're going to take the seeds and all the stringy stuff out, but that's all there is to it. Now, the one thing I think I will warn people about is that you have to squeeze the water out of these pumpkins, because they do pick up a good amount of water. So I just put it in a sieve and just pressed it, and the water came right out.
Yeah, give it a good push. You can wrap it in a kitchen towel and give it a squeeze. But yes, it's best to get the flesh a little drier when you move forward making the pie.
That's right. So then you go into the food processor, and then you add your spices, and you add your eggs. I used evaporated milk. I also put in some cornstarch to help it along, help it set up. And Jerry, I put it in a nice pie shell. You only need one. And it turned out beautifully. Just beautiful.
Yes.
The texture was so smooth.
Right.
And I have to confess, when I had made up my filler, it looked kind of watery at first, but I just had faith in it because I had those eggs and I had that cornstarch.
It's awesome.
Put it in. It sets up really, really well. So I'm going to put an entire recipe about how I did this on the website.
Perfect.
And people can try it at home. Believe me, it's so easy and the results are so good. And the one thing I would say is, go ahead and get some pumpkin pie spice.
Yes, it works well.
Remix. It works really well. I'm Al Spohler.
And I am Jerry Pellegrino.
And you've been listening to Radio Kitchen on 88.1 WYPR, your NPR news station.